Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systima third quarter 2014 financial results call on the 27th of November 2014. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press star zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systima. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or other similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence or unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, or competitive environment risks associated with operating in Russia. Rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systima and its operations. I will now hand the conference over to Yevgeny Chukov. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for dialing in to discuss Systima's third quarter results. Participating today are Mikhail Shamonin, our President and Chief Executive Officer, Sevalid Rozanov, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, and myself, Yevgeny Chukov, Acting Head of Communications. You can find a presentation of today's results on our website at systima.ru, and I will now turn the call over to Mikhail for his comments.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us to discuss Systima's third quarter 2014 results. The reporting period and recent weeks undoubtedly have been the most challenging the company has faced. Despite posting a steady performance of our key investments, revenue increase of 6% to 321 billion rubles and 2% OEBDA growth to 83 billion, it's unfortunate that our results have largely been overshadowed by the materiality of the events surrounding Bashneft, which unfolded in recent months. Whilst we're legally restrained in our comments, I nonetheless want to take the opportunity of this call to address some of these issues and will then hand over to Sevalid to discuss our financials in greater detail. First, to recap the events that took place. On July the 15th, Systima became aware that its direct shareholding in Bashneft was frozen by a court order in relation to a criminal investigation commenced by the investigative committee into Bashtech privatization and sale to Systema. In the days and weeks following this initial announcement, further freezing orders were received in relation to shares held through Systema Invest and stakes in Ufa Orksyntez and BESC, followed by a house arrest of our majority shareholder in mid-September. Vladimir Yevtushenkov maintains his innocence and intends to contest the charges. Systema, though not a party to the investigation, has cooperated in full at all times. In parallel, on 24th of September, Systema was notified of a civil claim filed in the arbitrage court of City of Moscow against the company by the first deputy prosecutor general, seeking the return to federal ownership all of shares in Bashneft held by Systema and Systema Invest. The civil claim asserted that the privatization of Bashneft was unlawful as Bashneft was originally the property of the Russian Federation, and as a result, the authorities of the Republic of Bashkortostan were not legally entitled to privatize Bashneft without obtaining the requisite consent from the Russian federal authorities. On 7th of November, the court published its ruling, which was in favor of the first deputy prosecutor general, and on the 12th of November, Systema's board of directors decided not to pursue an appeal. As a result, Sistema plans to transfer Bashnev to state ownership. Our decision not to appeal was followed a thorough legal analysis and a belief that a more rational approach in the interest of the company would lie in pursuit of damages from the original sellers of Bashnev to Sistema instead of appealing against prior acts between federal and regional authorities in which Sistema had no involvement. We are in the process of finalizing these legal claims against the sellers and will update the market in due course. However, at this junction, it is already clear that the loss of Bashnev will have a negative impact on the investment strategy, financial condition, and financial obligations of Sistema itself. While the current situation is manageable, it will require a significant rethink of our strategy, costs, and portfolio composition. This process has already begun. Starting from January, we plan to substantially reduce our costs. While the focus of this optimization will be on administrative expenses, painful and unfortunate headcount decisions will also be made. On the strategy front, we have commenced a thorough internal review of our portfolio holdings. The aims of the review are to identify new growth opportunities, reduce investment losses, optimize holding structure, and enhance monetization efforts. Sistema wants to continue to invest in Russia, and as a group, we are one of the largest contributors to this economy, but in order for this to continue, a leaner and a more focused holding structure needs to emerge. Results of the review are yet to be finalized, and although much will depend on how swiftly we can turn the page of the aforementioned events, we will communicate them to the market at the beginning of next year. In broad terms, we plan to maintain our core investments and seek new opportunities in areas such as telecoms, consumer healthcare, and infrastructure, but may narrow our investment activity to fewer sectors than before. These measures are currently aimed at the holding level, but depending on future events, may impact some of the subsidiaries too. Overall, as noted in our third quarter results, the performance of the portfolio has already remained resilient to market pressures. We've seen good operating results at MTS, which delivered encouraging OIBDA and margin growth, double-digit revenue and like-for-like sales growth at Detsky Mir, increased services and average check at METSI, and reduced losses at SSTL. These results are testament to the focus of management teams in each company, despite the obvious detracting events. Importantly, maintaining consistent performance allows us to maintain confidence that, subject to any new claims and litigation, our financial position will not deteriorate and Sistema will be able to serve all of its current obligations, maintain strong relationships with its co-investor partners, and continue to invest in the Russian economy. I will now turn the call to Vsevolod Rozanov to discuss our financial results in more detail. Vsevolod, over to you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Starting a brief overview of our third quarter results, I would like to emphasize the group's performance in the reporting period. Sistema's consolidated revenues increased by 5.6% year-on-year in ruble terms, while the group's adjusted OIBDA grew by 2.2% year-on-year. Consolidated net income attributable to Sistema decreased by 25.6% quarter-on-quarter and by 41.2% year-on-year in U.S. dollar terms, mainly due to the rise in the foreign exchange losses, which amounted to $356.5 million U.S. dollars in the third quarter of 2014, compared to $54.2 million in the corresponding quarter of 2013. The ruble depreciated against the U.S. dollar by an average of 3.4% quarter-on-quarter and 10.3% year-on-year, while the closing rate at the 30th of September decreased by 17.1% for the third quarter. Sistema's SG&A expenses at the holding level decreased by 12.5% quarter-on-quarter. We do not expect the total corporate center costs for 2014 to exceed $280 million. We are now considering further optimization measures, and in 2015, on the back of the situation surrounding Bashnev, Sistema's corporate center plans to reduce its holding cost by at least 25% in ruble terms. Now please let me update you on our debt and The group's total debt level decreased by 10.6% quarter-on-quarter in dollar terms to $14.2 billion due to the ruble depreciation against dollar, partly compensated by the additional borrowings on the corporate level and in Bashneft. Without Bashneft, Sistema's consolidated debt would decrease to $9.9 billion. The group's debt currency structure as of the end of the reporting quarter remained quite comfortable, with our share of ruble-denominated loans amounting to 72% of the total consolidated debt. However, this share would decrease to 65% or 72% with currency hedges, provided the deconsolidation of Bashneft has taken place. In the future, we plan to gradually align our debt currency structure with our revenue currency structure. Debt at the holding company level amounted to $1.6 billion in the third quarter of 2014, compared to $1.77 billion in the previous quarter. Sistema repaid the second ruble bond issue and partially repaid the fourth issue in total amount of the $453 million. At the same time, ruble equivalent of the $522 million of bank loans were attracted to the holding company level in the third quarter. Despite the challenging situation faced by Sistema over the recent months, we accumulated $1.1 billion of cash as of September 30, 2014, approximately 54% in US dollars or euros. We received approximately $1.36 billion of dividends from Sistema's subsidiaries in the third quarter and $150 million of dividends after the reporting period. Dividends from subsidiaries excluding Bashneft in 2014 amounted to $760 million and are expected to be sustainable going forward in long terms. In the reporting quarter, Sistema paid annual dividends of approximately $556 million. Our investments in the reporting quarter at the holding company level amounted to $464 million, including purchases of new businesses as well as investments in our current portfolio. Short-term loans to repay or refinance are $173 million of bank loans in the fourth quarter of 2014 and $259 million in 2015. Our U.S. dollar-denominated debt makes up approximately 41% of the total debt at the hold company level and is mainly represented by euro bonds with maturity in 2019. None of the Sistema and Sistema-guaranteed facilities are accelerated. Sistema is in the constant updating process with its creditors regarding the company's financial position, including its adherence to financial and other covenants in Sistema's various credit agreements and impact of the events surrounding Bashneft. Sistema at holding company level currently has sufficient liquidity to service its debt obligations in accordance with their maturity and will endeavor to repay them as they become due with cash or new debt facilities. Practically all of our subsidiaries are self-funded. You can find more information on our debt maturity profile, the group's financial results, and individual company breakdowns in more detail in our presentation and press release published on our website. I would like to thank you for your attention and hand the call over to Yevgeny.
Thank you, Vsevolod. Before we turn to the Q&A, I would like to remind participants that due to the legal proceedings, we are constrained in our comments on Bashneft. I would therefore request participants to limit their questions to Sistema's financial results and other portfolio assets. Thank you. Operator, we can take questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press star 2. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. We will now take our first question from Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have several questions. The first question is on Detskimir. Can you please update us on the progress of the negotiations on the sale of the stake? In Detskimir, earlier you highlighted that there may be a minority stake sale by the end of this year. Second question relates to SSTL. What's your expectations on the next year performance of this asset, and what can be the potential cash outflow from the corporate center, if any? And the last question is on the dividend policy. I understand that it may be quite difficult right now to provide a firm guidance, but what's your view on the dividend direction going forward? Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are experiencing a momentary interruption in today's conference. Thank you for your patience, and please continue to hold.
Anton, do you mind repeating the questions, please, because we got disconnected. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. I have several questions. The first one is on Detskimir. What's the current status of your negotiations with regard to the minority stake sale in this asset? The second question is on SSTL. What's your expectations on the next year performance of this company, reaching the break-even level, and the potential cash outflows from the corporate center of Sistema into SSTL, if there will be any? And the third question, what's your view on the direction of the dividends of Sistema starting from next year? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question. On Detskimir, the negotiation is currently on hold. There are still a number of expressions of interest, but we are right now on hold, so there is no decision to pursue this yet. In the meantime, I can tell you that the dividends of Detskimir for this year are going to be sizable compared to all the previous years, and may amount up to $100 million. So as far as cash flow coming into Sistema from Detskimir, I think we'll get substantial amount of money. In terms of cash out for SSTL next year, we're planning to bring, as we were discussing before, SSTL to a break-even next year, and current amount of cash, now inclusive everything, you know, repayment of debts, interest, and potential operating loss, should not exceed $100 million. And the third one is on dividends. At this point, it's quite premature to discuss what the dividend policy next year will be. I guess we'll have to leave and see for another couple of months, kind of, you know, how the situation develops and where we're going to be standing with our cash flow next year. I mean, the dividend issue is not out of the question, but it's just too early to tell.
Thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Alexander Vengrovanich from Octrice. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question is on SG Trans. So as far as I remember, when you were acquiring the asset, the rationale was also some synergies with Bashnevts. So I just wanted to get some updates. So what's going on with Bashnevts contracts and SG Trans? When is the next revision of these contracts, and are there any risk of negative prices revision for them? My second question is regarding your M&A pipeline for this and next year. So do I understand it right that you put on hold all the M&A deals, or have you just delayed them? And is it possible for you in the current environment to sell any of your assets you hold? So as far as we've seen, there were some like delays regarding Detskimir sale, whatever. So what do you think about the other assets? Is it possible to sell them in the current environment? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. First of all, on SG Trans, as far as I'm aware, we have a contract, or SG Trans rather, has a contract with Bashneft for another 3 years on fully kind of market commercial terms with normal kind of break up rules, which are the same as all the contracts that we have in the market. But the bulk of SG Trans business is actually based not on Bashneft and not on Bashneft contract, but on transporting the liquefied natural gas, which is more than 70% of SG Trans EBITDA. And this business is quite resilient, I should say. But I'm not in the details of SG Trans business plan at this point, but we don't see so far any threats for any substantial deterioration of this business, regardless of the outcome of the Bashneft story. Now, on M&A, of course we are a lot more cautious and a lot more stringent with any M&A activity, not only because of the Bashneft, but also because of the overall macroeconomic environment. Now, I would not rule out M&As completely, but of course we would be extra careful and extra demands for payback, shorter payback periods, more orientation on cash, less startup risk, and so on and so forth. We're gonna act putting our cash flow as a priority. Now we want to remain being cash rich at Sistema level. We don't want to risk it with adding too much debt onto Sistema, and this will guide us in our M&A policy. As far as the existing assets are concerned, existing asset portfolio, we are now working with the strategy. The essence of the strategy would be to divide our portfolio in so-called priority assets or strategic assets and sort of holding positions, right? On the strategic assets, and I will not tell you right now what these assets are, even though I do have a pretty good idea, but those assets we will keep and we will continue to develop, and if investment is necessary, we will continue to invest. On the so-called holding assets, we will optimize them for cash flow, and we'll be looking for exit. Of course, you know, whether we will exit 2015 or later will depend on the market situation, because we are not in a position when we have to do a fire sale. So we would want to get fair price for assets, and you know, we'll approve the strategy before the end of the year, which will basically name which assets go to which category.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Sergey Vasin from Gazprom Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the question. Well, actually, I was wondering about your petrochemical assets, taking into account the circumstances. I just wonder, did we get it right that the court decision actually related to only Bashneft shares and your petrochemical assets which you bought from them later or recently rather, they are not under threat? And the same actually true for SG Trans assets and stuff like that. So any comments would be appreciated. Thank you.
On petrochemical assets, actually about 4 weeks ago, I think we announced that we decided not to pursue the acquisition of those assets. If you recall, we had an agreement in which the payment that we had to make to Bashneft for those assets was delayed by about 12 months. At the time when we made the decision a month ago, we have not yet commenced the payment. Therefore, we reversed the transaction. We gave the asset back to Bashneft and canceled our obligation to pay the price. So basically, petrochemical asset Ufaor Xintas, namely, currently resides within Bashneft, and therefore we don't have a petrochemical business anymore in the Sistema portfolio. As far as SG Trans business is concerned, we paid a fair price for wagons that we purchased from Bashneft, and there is no reason for this asset to go back to Bashneft unless Bashneft wants to buy it back. So far, there have not been any indication of that.
Okay. And just for make it clear, the Bashkirian grids are not under threat either, right? Bashkirian BPGC, in other words, right? I mean, it's not part of the claim and was never part of it, and therefore no threat, right?
Former Bashkir Energo has now turned into BESC, Bashkir Grid, essentially, because we have sold generation assets to Interrao about a year ago. So the shares of Bashnets Grid company that we currently own have been placed under arrest together with the Bashnets stock, and they currently are under arrest. But the claim of the General Prosecutor's Office against Bashneft did not include Bashenergo or the grid. So the shares are arrested, but there is no claim against the asset right now.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. We will now take our next question from Alexander Skellum from Neuberger Berman. Please go ahead.
Hello, many thanks for taking my question. It's Alexander Skellum speaking. I have a question about the liquidity of the holdco. It's the first question. Actually, you have about 1.1 billion in cash as of the end of the third quarter. So you received additionally 150 million. You probably spent 200 million on MTS bank capitalization. So approximately 1 billion currently, I presume. What's the further outlook on holdco cash? Do you plan to increase it or you plan to kind of make the cushion smaller or keep it at approximately this level? It's basically the first question. The second question is about your most recent acquisitions, in particular the story with the purchase from VTB, I presume it was Invest Stroyless or something like that, Invest Less Prom, if I'm not mistaken. What was the reason behind that to buy it, and what was the also the reason to capitalize MTS Bank? Because I presume Sistema needs cash currently, at least potentially. And also about your bonds, euro bonds outstanding. Do you have any plans at any time to buy back your Eurobonds? Have you thought about that? Thanks a lot.
Thank you. This is Leonid Rozlov. Let me start with the first question.
Right.
Speaking about the liquidity profile, we indeed intend to be very cautious in the cash spending at the corporate level. But one thing one have to remember is that our cash in is subject to the cyclicality, and until next July, unless we have any M&As happening, very unlikely there would be any cash in into Sistema. Hence, as a general forecast, we of course you of course going to see decrease of the cash in the cash position towards the end of the Q4 and the Q1. And the Q2, but in the Q3 next year, there would be a cyclical increase at the current understanding and the current understanding at the same level as, at least at the same level as it was happening this year in the Q3, speaking about the cash in. In terms of the expenditures, I've mentioned two likely repayments, which are scheduled both end of Q4. And end of Q1 next year, which also will affect the cash position. The current cash position is approximately $850 million US dollars, and further proxies should be made from this amount. Now let me give a word to Mikhail.
On Invest Less Prom, I can remind you that this transaction was negotiated and signed in late spring of 2014. So we signed all the legally binding documents to proceed with the transaction. The price has been negotiated, and what we have done in October, we simply executed the obligations that we had. Otherwise, we would have to break up a deal with fines and all the consequences. At the same time, deal made financial sense in spring, and it also did financial sense in October, and it does financial sense now. because of the basic attractiveness of this business, its marginality and the potential for operational and other improvements in cash flow. Besides, this business is generating around 60% of its sales in hot currency, which, you know, with the given what's happening with the ruble, is now one of the good businesses to invest in Russia. And also, you know, given the loss of Bashneft, Sistema does not stop its operations in Russia. We continue to be a fairly robust financially player. So, you know, we see no reason of turning away, you know, good deals when we see them. And certainly, Investors.com was one of those. As far as MTS Bank capitalization is concerned, there is also an opportunity in the banking market in Russia right now because of shortage of funds and a number of corporate clients, blue chip, so to speak, corporate clients, which are looking for funding. And MTS Bank, with the deposits and the funding that it has, and with the capital that gives you essentially a leverage of 1 to 10, given the central bank requirements and the ratio of assets to capital, additional infusion of capital can increase capabilities of MTS Bank to work with prime quality corporate borrowers, which were not in the market for MTS Bank even 6 months ago, but now they are. So it's both strengthening the bank balance sheet and tapping on some of the market opportunities, and also, I should say, compensating for some of the issues that bank has on the retail front. And, you know, MTS Bank is not alone who is having those issues given the overall macroeconomic environment in Russia. So the combination of those factors convinced us that moving ahead with the capitalization of MTS Bank is a good idea. We do not have current plans to buy back the bonds, even though we do not exclude this opportunity. We are managing our business for cash flow, and we are right now compiling our cash flow plan for next year with all the potential divestments, investments, and risks. And once we have come up with this plan, we'll be able to see, you know, what cash we have left as the free cash and whether it makes sense to invest it in buying back the bonds.
Many thanks. A small follow-up, if I may, on Investless. So this current cash, which you have, 850, it already includes the payment for Investless Prom, as I understand, as of today. Or you still need to pay something for it?
The cash we paid. What was the date when we paid for investors? What
was
end of October
or September? No, everything is already in the Q3 results. There will not be any further payments on this asset.
Okay.
Just for clarity, the deal was complete on the 30th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also on Investless, do you expect any dividends from it, so to compensate for Bashneft, actually?
Well, probably not in 2014, but in 2015, I think yes, totally possible. Well, it depends. They do have an investment program, which is not vast, but it's still there. So we will have to, and there is a pretty aggressive plan to increase the EBITDA of this business. If they are successful with increasing their EBITDA as they plan, yeah, I think we can count on some dividends to be paid.
One thing which we are surely counting is the transferring some of the debt related to the purchase of the asset onto the asset balance sheet, and that is something which is work in progress.
Okay, I understand. Many thanks.
We will now take our final question from Marina Boykova from Raiffeisen Bank. Please go ahead.
So good afternoon, everybody. I just have several questions. And first one, to which level management expects groups senior debt EBITDA at 2014 end? And maybe if that's possible, also what's the targeted senior debt EBITDA for 2015? And My second question, do you have any plans regarding equity injections to MTS Bank in 2015 by Castemo MTS Group? And the third question is, what's group strategy regarding future development of RTI subgroup and maybe in particular Envision sub-GCC? Thank you.
Let me take the first question. We, in general, are not inclined to make forward-looking statements, and this also includes 2015 financial forecast. However, I should say that the current debt-to-EBITDA level can be taken as a proxy for end of the year. Unlikely there will be significant deviation in the debt-to-EBITDA level in the Q4. And in 2015, we also do not expect increase, and we will be working to decrease this level from the levels which we will fix, which will be fixed towards.
On MTS Bank. So far, we don't have, don't make forward-looking statements. I cannot really comment on MTS capitalization plans. There are no clear numbers, and it's not clear whether we'll have to do it at all or not. On Envision, I mean, there is a strategy for further development of Envision. Again, we can't really give you a lot of details. We'll comment on that together with the strategy once we have reviewed and approved it at the board meeting sometime towards the end of December. And I think in the first quarter, in the next conference call, we'll be able to give you more details on that.
Okay, thank you.
And now I would like to turn the call back to Yevgeny Chukov for closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our conference call, and have a very good day. Take care. Bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.